The annual meeting of the National People's Congress, China's parliament, is in its second week. The Congress is finishing the transfer of power to a new generation of leaders. Though everything at the annual meetings is stage-managed to the last detail, incoming President Hu Jintao and the man expected to be made premier, Wen Jiabao, have been blazing something of a new trail. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
It was not your usual Chinese television news broadcast. Hu Jintao, the man about to become president of China, not schmoozing with foreign leaders, but sitting in a tent in sub-zero temperatures with a family of poor herdsmen, listening to their problems and opinions. China's soon-to-be premier, Wen Jiabao, has also got in on the act. At Chinese New Year, he spent 2 freezing hours down a coal mine, talking to miners about their concerns. In fact, short of getting out on the street and kissing babies, China's new leaders have been acting as though there's a political campaign on, which of course there isn't. China's parliament meets each year to rubber-stamp decisions already made by senior leaders. So after 50 years of basically ignoring what ordinary Chinese people want, why the sudden need for Communist Party leaders to connect with the common man? Wang Xiaoguang of the Chinese University in Hong Kong.
I think the Chinese politicians, they also need legitimacy, even if they are not elected by the people. Some leaders pay more attention to economic growth, and China has achieved that in the last 2 decades or so. But now there are so many social problems, especially in the growing gap between the poor and the rich. Those problems have become so serious that no politician can ignore them.
In other words, they're worried. Any Communist Party leader who knows his Chinese history can tell you that angry peasants plus corrupt, out-of-touch local leaders equals revolution. And modern China has plenty of both. With the erosion of communist ideology, the Communist Party is having to work hard to maintain its legitimacy in the eyes of the masses. Economic reforms have improved many people's lives, but now there are big problems, with regular demonstrations around the country against enforced layoffs, stagnating incomes, and official corruption. Hence the need for leaders to show they feel the pain of the losers in China's economic reforms. But Richard Baum, a China specialist at UCLA, is not convinced the newfound concern is for real.
To some extent, for Hu Jintao to get a purchase on power, any leverage from the position that he is now newly occupying, he has to differentiate himself a bit from Jiang Zemin. Whether this means a total break with the past, it's too soon to tell. I rather doubt it'll be quite as radical or profound as that. I think that what explains Hu Jintao's posturing at this point is simply his need to create an image that it is his rather than being just a carbon copy of Jiang Zemin.
One big difference from Jiang Zemin is that Hu Jintao is not tainted by association with the massacre of students in Tiananmen Square in 1989. Analysts say that may make Hu less paranoid about allowing more diverse voices in society to make themselves heard. Richard Baum says that could have huge implications.
The party's control over the grassroots in the society has weakened dramatically, and there are groups forming. There are occupational groups. There are social groups. There are underground religions. There are unofficial organizations everywhere. The state simply can't stop all of them. There's too much diversity in the society. The market economy has brought with it a kind of marketization of society. But there has been no marketization of politics. Pluralism has still been illegitimate politically, and I think there's going to have to be a reckoning.
No Chinese leader wants a reckoning on his watch, and who knows what such a reckoning might look like. But by admitting so clearly, even before they take up the full reins of power, that the Chinese people have legitimate complaints, Hu Jintao and Wen Jiabao may just be setting off on a slippery slope to finding out. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.